Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. I'm Allison Connell, Director of Marketing and Communications for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and I'll be talking with Steven Slagocki, who graduated from the college in 2008 with a degree in political science. Steven is one of the founding members of the Dean's Council Emerging Leaders Program in the college. He works in small business sales for Wells Fargo and previously served as the elected chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party from 2015 to 2020. He resides in North Phoenix with his wife, Megan, also an ASU grad, and their son, Cody. Today, Steven will be talking about his experience dealing with imposter syndrome and how he's stayed motivated to better himself and his career. Steven, so thank you so much for joining me this morning. To kick things off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your current role?
Sure. So my name is Steven Slagocki. I graduated from Horizon High School in 2002. I went to Paradise Valley Community College. I earned my associate degrees from there. I started at ASU in the spring of 2005 and graduated in the summer of 2007. I graduated with a degree in political science and a minor in U.S. history. So I graduated in the summer of 2007. About a year afterwards, I've always been interested in politics and interested in the political election world. So that's always been a passion of mine. And in the summer of 2008, I was working, volunteering with the Barack Obama campaign. And that's when I kind of got involved in party politics. Basically a year out of college, I was working on a presidential campaign. That is my volunteer position. I have been with Wells Fargo, a small business, for 9 years now. So that is my actual full-time job. And then I do political work on the side. That is my passion. And that is what I want to do with my life. But yes, my day job is with Wells Fargo. I am also married to an Arizona State University graduate, Megan. She graduated with a degree in a bachelor's in finance and a master's of education. So she graduated from ASU as well. So we're both two very strong, passionate Sun Devils. And I'm happy to join. And I'm also a founding member of the College Emerging Leaders Program.
Okay, great. Thank you. Also, I went to Horizon as well, just a fun fact. So, you know, we kind of talked with you a little bit about what you would want to kind of focus on today. So which we picked, you know, imposter syndrome. And we've really seen this come up with young alumni when we were asking them questions about what they were interested in. Also, some of our previous guests talked a little bit about imposter syndrome. So tell me, you know, is this something you faced in your own career? And, you know, tell us about that experience.
Yeah. So I think imposter syndrome is something that all of us dealt with. I read a stat that said about 80% of people have felt it at one point in their life. I felt it multiple times in my life. I actually felt it when I was starting the ASU Young Alumni Emerging Leaders Program, actually. I was sitting down with the dean of the school that I graduated from, and he's asking me for my opinions on how to grow the Young Alumni Network and what people would like to see. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, am I qualified to be really giving this person advice? You know, so I felt it even with ASU and the school I graduated from. So yes, I think everybody's dealt with it at some point in their life. You know, in 2015, I became the elected chair of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. And to be clear, like, this does not just apply because I work for the Democratic Party. This can be for anybody, for any position, anywhere. But when I became elected of the largest county party, you know, in the United States, I was the youngest county chair in the country. And before I became the chair, I was this, you know, I was described as the future, the young leader, the, you know, the energy. Oh, we need more people like him. He's so exciting. He's young. He's great. The moment I became chair, all those people that were so excited about me turned on me almost immediately. I had this extreme high of getting it elected and becoming the chair. And then I started to see almost immediately after the doubts, the emails, the social media posts. I was like, hey, this guy is way too young. He's too wild. you know, he has no experience. He's never done this before. How did this happen? How did he get in this position? And these were people that I considered friends for years before that I had worked with. And it was very hurtful to me at the time when I should have been very excited. When I, you know, when I first got elected as the chair, I had all these great ideas, all these things that I wanted to work on. And then I started to doubt myself. I started to doubt, you know, am I really qualified for this? Can I really do this job? You know, maybe I'm in over my head. Maybe I am too young. Maybe I shouldn't have bit off more than I can chew here. So I started to doubt myself. And I had a lot of people that, you know, thankfully they came to my support and they were privately with me and they were saying, you know, we support you, Stephen. We know that you can do this. We know you have it in you. You know, use these things that they perceive as a weakness as a positive things. Use your youth, use your energy, use your creative new ideas to put this party in a new position. You know, you have a different perspective than anybody else. I was the first person to lead this organization that also had a full-time job that was not retired. So I had a very different experience and perspective coming into this than anybody else. So again, I started to doubt myself, but I had people that were supportive of me. I started to ignore the doubters and the haters. And I actually used that as fuel to push me even harder to work more. And I know it sounds kind of petty, but I actually printed out several of the emails that I got and I put them on my desk saying that I was going to fail and then I couldn't do this. And anytime I doubted myself, I used that to fuel myself to work even harder. If I wanted to give up, if I wanted to, you know, if I had doubts about what I was doing, I used it even more to say, you know what, you can do this. You people believe in you. You can't let them down. You have to work even harder. So I had to work twice as hard at this position than I think other people did just to prove myself that I belonged in that room, that I belonged with these people who they were mayors of towns. They were state legislators. They were people running for governor of Arizona. And here they are listening to me and my advice on what I think they should be doing. And it is an overwhelming feeling. You know, when you get into a position that you're not used to, it's a new experience. I think everybody, especially younger people, recent graduates get into where, you know, you might be sitting in a room and you're like, what am I doing in here? How did I get in here? I got to tell you, in 2015, I was giving advice to people who were going to run for president. I was meeting with the Hillary Clinton campaign and other candidates who wanted to run for president. And they're calling me, asking me for advice, you know, and it was like, man, what the heck? How did I get here? But again, it's just staying positive, focusing on what you're good at, knowing that you can do this and believing in yourself. I think that was very, very important for me. You know, anytime I questioned myself, I thought, no, you can do this. You got to stay positive. You got to work hard. That is the key to all of this, is just working hard and keeping your head down and working your butt off. That's it. And that's what I did. And that's why I was chair for 5 years. I was actually the longest chair in history for 5 years. So I think I was pretty successful too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. Obviously we don't want people to feel imposter syndrome, but when you're young, you might be, like you're saying, the youngest person in a room. You're worried no one's going to take you seriously. Why are they here? They don't have a voice in this matter. I felt like that. I still feel like that sometimes when you're surrounded by people who are at, you know, the height of their career, they're older than you. But I think that's really good advice. And also, like you're saying, having people in your corner who can still support you and are backing you up and helping validate your experiences a little bit more. I think that's really important. So you kind of talked about how you faced this and how you overcame, you know, dealing with this in this role. What other advice would you give to students and younger alumni to help them overcome this same obstacle?
You know, if you believe in yourself and your vision and your goals, and you know what you're good at and you know what you can accomplish, I would just say those feelings of self-doubt, that's normal. Everybody is going to have those at some point in their life. That is not it can be an overwhelming feeling, but it is normal. And that is, you know, that just shows, I think when you get those feelings, it shows that you are passionate about the job you want to do. If you didn't care how other people felt and you didn't care about the job you were doing, what people said and that imposter feeling would not be there if you didn't care. So I think you get that when you're very passionate about something and you know you can help and you can contribute. So I would tell people, hey, look, this is a part of life. It is a part of what you're going to go through. Everybody's going to go through this at some point, but just continue to work on the things that you know you can do and what you can bring to the table. And you belong in that room. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't belong in that room. Your voice doesn't need to be heard. We need to have every voice at the table for every decision being made. That is really important. And I think it's a key that you don't doubt yourself, because you have to be the biggest fighter for yourself. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to be a champion for what you think you can do. And that, I think, is the best way that I can describe this is if you don't believe in yourself, other people are not going to believe in you. It's not a cockiness. Like, there's a difference. It's not a cockiness. It's a confidence. You know, I had confidence in myself that I knew I could do what I wanted to do and I could do the job. I wasn't cocky about it. I didn't, you know, I wasn't boastful about it, but I just quietly got to work on what I knew I could do. And that's what I would tell you. Anybody who is having those feelings of doubt, believe in yourself and work hard, and nobody can stop you.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So kind of like you were saying earlier, you felt like you almost had to work harder and try, you know, to make other people, you know, see, you know, what you were doing and what you had accomplished. So do you think that feeling this imposter syndrome has contributed to some of your success, or maybe how motivated you are in your full-time job as well?
Absolutely. Having those feelings of doubt in a strange way helped me. It helped me grow. It helped me adapt. It helped me overcome obstacles that were placed in front of me. And it gave me a sense of confidence in my entire life, not just in my professional life, but in my personal life and everything that I was doing. I thought, if I can overcome this, I can overcome anything in my life. So again, I think it was important that I went through this process in life and that I did it at a fairly young age, because now I feel like I'm ready for anything. I feel like I can take anything on the rest of my life, that I overcame this. I overcame some doubt from some pretty strong, powerful people who were like, who is this kid? What is he doing in here? Get him out of here. You know, I was a fairly, I say fairly recent graduate, but yeah, you know, again, it's just believing in yourself and knowing what you're capable of and working hard for that goal.
So kind of going along with your career path, I'm going to throw a different question at you. Or yeah, I guess it's the last question, but what advice would you give to someone pursuing a career path similar to your own? Or maybe someone who wanted to pursue, you know, working in politics full time?
The advice I would give to somebody who is maybe starting out their career, not sure which direction they want to go, find what you're passionate about. Find what you care about the most. Don't worry about where you want to be in, you know, where you think you could end up or what could go wrong. Focus on what you're passionate about. Do the work and amazing things are going to happen. You know, I met my wife through politics. This is actually how I met my wife. And I never imagined that, you know, I would meet my wife working for the party. But again, it's just something that if you are passionate about what you're doing, follow that, follow your heart, follow your heart, where you want to go, and great things are going to happen. And if you work hard, you'll be surprised where you're going to end up. You know, again, if somebody would have told me less than 7 years after I graduated from Arizona State, I would be the chair of the largest county party in the country, absolutely never would have believed them. Even a couple years before, I would have never believed them that I could do that. But again, I followed my passion. I followed my heart and what I felt like I could contribute with. And I worked very, very hard and I didn't let anybody stop me. And we, you know, we accomplished an incredible amount of things in my time as the chair. So I would just say, just work hard and follow your heart and your passion. It will lead you to amazing places and it will open doors for you that you never imagined or you never even thought about before, because you're going to meet other people, you're going to network and you're going to meet other people who have the same passions, same opportunities that you have. And you're going to grow together. You're going to have new opportunities that you never even imagined before. So again, I was very fortunate to meet a lot of younger people who had the same passions that I did, had the same goals that I did, and amazing things can happen. Now, in my professional sense, you know, in a strange way, I've always had a passion. My grandpa was a bank president for 50 years. But again, I got into Wells Fargo and I do small business merchant sales. And it's something that's typically, again, for older people. And I got in this position. I had never had a sales position before, and there was a lot of self-doubt on there. There was also that imposter syndrome when I first started at Wells Fargo. I'm with a bunch of people that this is their career. They've been doing this for 20 years, and then here I come, no experience in sales before, but they hired me because they liked my passion and my ability to work with people. And again, it's just following your heart and where you think you can go and working hard on that. And again, working for the bank has led to a lot of opportunities that I didn't imagine before. So yes, I in a weird way, I do have two kind of career paths, but it's two things that I'm passionate about that I feel like I'm good at. But the best thing that I would say is just to work hard. I tell people all the time, there's no secret recipe. There's no secret sauce. It's just hard work and getting down to it and putting your heart and soul into it. And all these great things can happen if you work on that.
Yeah, I think that's great. Great advice. If someone wants to connect with you or like learn a little bit more about what you do, how would you like us to have them connect with you?
They can email me. It's just my name, stevenslagaki@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @slugocki, S-L-U-G-O-C-K-I. I'd love to work with people. Again, I was actually on campus a few weeks ago meeting with the ASU Young Dems. And it was very, very weird to be sitting in the room that just 10 years ago I was in as a student listening to people. And now here I am speaking to the students. It's just a weird full circle. So again, I want to help people. If you want to get involved in politics, either party, by the way, I have a lot of friends on the Republican side that I can help you connect with. So please let me know. I'd love to talk with you, connect with you and see what I can do to help, because we need more young people involved in politics and in business. We need more younger voices, more diverse voices at the table. You know, and again, don't sit out thinking that you're not qualified. Don't sit out thinking that you can't do it. Believe in yourself and go for it.
Thank you for joining us today and learning from Stephen's experience. If you'd like to connect with him, email stevenslagaki@gmail.com, or you can find him on Twitter @slagaki. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit thecollege.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.